beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve the judgment of eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you with boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, pronounce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up in heaven?
Then he presented himself alive after suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing in heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking in heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the scriptures and ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I thought these past few days about Ascension Day and about the circumstances in which we are celebrating this festival of the Christian year this year, my thoughts kept coming back to some words of St. Paul, found in his second letter to the church at Corinth. And these are his words. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I think that if we ponder these words, we'll all agree that they are good words, not only for Ascension Day, but for every day. So we do not lose heart, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. In the epistle read just a few moments ago, St. Luke tells us that the disciples looked on as Jesus was lifted up until a cloud received him out of their sight. But it is St. Paul who unfolds the unseen mystery of Jesus' ascension when he writes to the Christians at Ephesus that Jesus ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. And St. Mark writes, the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Jesus was taken up. This the disciples saw. But that Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, this no one saw. Because in these words, St. Mark is pointing to the mystery that the ascended Lord, as our human brother, continues to rule all things for the good of all his adopted children. We know, of course, that when Holy Scripture speaks of the right hand of God, it's using picture language. The psalmist says, for example, that God's right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. And so in the scriptures, the right hand of God is God's almighty power. And so when we say that the Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of God, we are confessing our faith that the ascended Lord is still our human brother, and that as our human brother, he shares in God's almighty power, in God's presence, to all things. This we do not see, this we believe. We say in the Creed, I believe that Christ ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. It was Pastor Ferdinand Walther, the father founder of our synod, who had this to say in an Ascension Day sermon he preached. Walther said, what human heart can grasp this mystery? The ascension of Christ is like the sun. The more intently one wants to look into it, the more blinded our eyes become, so that at last we cannot see anything at all. This belongs to those works of God which are not to be fathomed, but simply believed in childlike faith according to what Scripture says about it. The more simply we hold to what Scripture says about it, however, the more strengthening this mysterious article of our Christian faith will become. We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. As is so often the case, it's the poetry of our Christian hymns that most compellingly and most memorably gives expression to our faith. And this evening we sang one of those hymns by the poet Christopher Wordsworth, words which compellingly and memorably express the great mystery we celebrate today. Addressing the ascended Lord, Bishop Wordsworth prays, Thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own. You and I have not seen the ascension of our Lord, let alone his sitting at the right hand of God. But then we have not seen his birth, his mighty works, his passion, his crucifixion, his resurrection. All of that is unseen, but it is made certain in our hearts as God the Holy Spirit uses the testimony of the eyewitnesses not only to convince us that all this happened, but also to convince us that all this has been done for you, for me, for us, for our salvation. As we just sang in another hymn of this festival, on Christ's ascension I now build, the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has ever stilled all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is, there as well I know his members are to dwell when Christ will come and call them. And so we pray, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and pray for the church and for the world. O Lord our God, holy and infinite, you caused the light to shine out of darkness and have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept now in your endless mercy our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and mercifully hear our requests. Lord, in your mercy. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, remember your whole church on earth, all the pastors and ministers of your holy word and sacraments, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy. Remember also the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, our judges and magistrates, and all who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that justice and peace may everywhere prevail. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy upon us and protect us in this time of sickness. Forgive us our many sins and help us to place our whole trust and confidence in your mercy. Sustain and uphold all doctors and nurses and all who care for the sick and the dying, and protect them in all their work. Prosper the work of those who labor to find a cure for this pestilence, and grant that we may love and care for one another according to your commandment. Lord, in your mercy. Remember in your compassion all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially all persecuted Christians and all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy. We also remember before you all those who have departed this life in the true faith of your holy name, and pray that we with them may have our portion with all your saints in light, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us sing hymn 821.
much easier to sing it than something like this.
Yeah, I love this instrument. It's so nice. You would think that it's...
Marie.